track 14, and we come to the end of our recording. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. And today, of course, is VE Day, Victory in Europe Day. And there's not an awful lot about it in the paper. There is a two-page spread in the Advertiser about the celebrations on May the 8th in 1945. There's lots of photographs of street parties and people in fancy dress. And I guess at that time, they were all very pleased to be celebrating. And I came across a poem by somebody called Edmund Blunden, who apparently was an acclaimed First World War poet, but at the end of the Second World War went on to write a previously unpublished poem. And this has just been published by the Imperial War Museum and is available on their website. And I'll just read the first verse. V-Day by Edmund Blunden. Now the great vision which we dared believe through slow and savage years is all our own. That summit which we willed, we now achieve, and certainty disposes the unknown. Through dragon's country midnight black we went, where one Apollyon had as much in mind, and set whatever deaths he could invent, above, beneath, about, that lies behind. A widening wonder glitters in our view, that tyranny is over, past. Once more, we have come through. And now, on that note, it's time to say goodbye. So it's goodbye from me, Jenny.
And goodbye from me, Charmaine.
Goodbye from me, Jill.
Goodbye from me, Ken.
Take care of yourselves. As usual, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.